This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human beings. It is Susie Ashworth here, and I am super excited to welcome you back to the latest episode of Infinite Receiving, where today I am going to be talking to you all about one of the, I think, most challenging principles, at least at first, to get your head around when it comes to activating infinite receiving in your life. And this pillar or principle is really about allowing yourself to be seen in your infinite greatness. And what's really interesting is when I say to many of my clients, "Do you think you're great?" The immediate answer is yes. But as soon as I scratch even a tiny bit beneath the surface, you know, when I ask them, "Do you feel like you show up like you're great? When you think about the last posts that you wrote, did it really come from a place of knowing that you were great?" Everybody gets a little bit quiet and nobody really wants to own it. And the reason why this is so challenging is because to allow yourself to be seen in your infinite greatness requires you really taking ownership of just how great you are. You have to see it in yourself before other people are going to reflect that back to you. And the reason that we find it challenging to own our own greatness is that it goes against everything we have been told about not being too big for our boots. Everything that we've seen when it comes to tall poppy syndrome, somebody gets a little bit above their station and then somebody comes along and wants to just chop their head off. We want to avoid that at all costs. We don't want to be seen as arrogant. We don't want to be seen as though our ego is driving the car for us. And so we just make ourselves a little bit smaller in order to avoid any negative comments, any judgments, and people thinking badly of ourselves. Now, here's the reframe for you. I want you to know that when you see yourself in your greatness, when you're coming at it from the place that the paradigm shift that we talk from when it comes to living the infinite receiving lifestyle, you are not taking away, you are not detracting from anybody else. This isn't actually about being the best. It's not about being the go-to person. It's about knowing that in an infinite universe, when you allow yourself to own your own unique brand of magic, that there isn't anybody that can touch you because there's only one you. Now, this also is true for every other person on this planet. Everybody has their own unique brand of magic, and every single one of us gets to own that. And when we recognize that there is nothing that we need to polish, we don't have to get rid of any of our edges, that our weaknesses and our strengths are what make us so special and so great. Everyone, there's a seat at the table for everybody, and there are enough clients who desire your own unique brand of magic. And that counts for every other person in your niche, every other person in your industry. And my desire is that we get to a place where we really honor the yogis, the yogic tradition. You know, when they say namaste, what that means is the light in me sees the light in you. And we can switch that for the greatness in me sees the greatness in you. And when we all know that we are amazing, not better than anybody else, but we stand strong and centered in our own unique greatness. Guess what? There's no need for show ponying. There's no need to try and prove anything to yourself or anybody else. We just get to be. We get to bathe and bask in our own beauty, our own grace, our own magic, and our own greatness. So the question then gets to be, are you willing to start seeing yourself and your greatness now? Let me know how this lands for you. Hit me up on Instagram, Susie, S-U-Z-Y underscore Ashworth, to let me know, yeah, what came up for you from this episode. And if you know somebody that would benefit from hearing this message, then please, for the love of all things good, share this episode with them. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe so that you never miss another drop. So you are amazing. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. And please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.